Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and the challenge we're going to be looking at comes from the video called The Philosophy of Stoicism. And Stoicism, in case you didn't know, well, of course, you can just watch the video, but in brief, it's essentially just the idea of not giving in to difficulties, I guess kind of struggling through difficult times and persevering. And also kind of this idea of not showing your pain or your struggles to other people. It's kind of an interesting idea. I remember when I first even heard about this word, when I learned about this concept, I kind of thought, wow, there's actually a word for that. Because it's, I guess, something that we all sort of know about. We know maybe certain people that are quite stoic. But I don't know, you never think of that as being such a defined concept of, you know, dealing with pain and just not showing it. Anyway, kind of an interesting idea, and of course, many philosophers have talked about this. So anyway, let's get on to our challenge for today. With not much else to do, he wandered into a bookshop, became intrigued by reading about Socrates, and proceeded to seek out and study with the city's noted philosophers. By the way, if anyone hasn't heard how to pronounce the word Socrates before, you're probably kind of weirded out by that pronunciation. Yeah, so do not pronounce, this is a name of a philosopher. I think in Chinese it's Sokrates or something like that. I'm sorry if my pronunciation is wrong. But anyway, yeah, in English, it's not Socrates. Kind of looks like that word would be pronounced as Socrates, but it's actually Socrates. So yeah, that's not one of the words in our vocabulary today, but I should mention that one as well. Anyway, let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have wander, wonder, and wanderlust. So first, the word wander essentially just means to walk around, to sort of roam. That's another synonym of wander, to explore or adventure, kind of with no goal. It means you kind of just walk around or just sort of move about with no real direction or idea of where you're going. You know, you're just sort of wandering around. That is to wander. And the next word, I mentioned this one because they sound very similar, but be careful with the vowel sound. So the first one is wander, and the second one is wonder. So one is sort of wan, on, onder, and the other is wonder. Sort of like how you say the number one, I wonder. It's kind of similar to that pronunciation. And for the word wonder, it essentially just means that you are curious about something, that you want to know about something. So for example, you could say, wow, his English is so good. I wonder where he learned it. That's kind of like, oh, I would like to know where he learned it. It means like, I'm kind of thinking about that. I want to know that. I wonder. It's a good word. And of course, the word wonder can also be used as a noun. You know, if you say something is full of wonder, it means that it's very sort of fantastic, full of mysterious and magical and amazing things, right? It's also why we have the word wonderful, right? But in this case, it's not quite the same. It's the same origin, but for the word wonder in this case, it's just like to think about something. Next, we have wanderlust. So this is not wanderlust, this is wanderlust. And wanderlust, this is, I wouldn't say this is a word that you can commonly use in like most conversations. However, I think it is kind of a fun word. It's sort of a, maybe even like a trending word. In recent years, especially my generation, people in their, I'd say probably people that are now in their teens or early 20s were kind of, they kind of like this concept of wanderlust, which essentially just means the strong desire to travel. It's actually originally a German word, but it's been brought over to English. And yeah, wanderlust, it's essentially, yeah, just really wanting to travel. It's like a very strong desire or almost a need to travel. So that it's the kind of thing you'll see on like a travel blog, or you'll see it on t-shirts or on all that kind of stuff. It kind of has this sort of, I guess a more romantic association with it, right? It's not just like, I want to travel. It's kind of like, I have wanderlust. It's kind of more profound or something in a way. Yeah. And next we have intrigue and intriguing. So intrigue and intriguing. So for the word intrigue, it means essentially to be attracted to something, or I should say to attract something, or to, make something curious about something. So for example, we often say, I'm intrigued by something. I'm very intrigued by the idea of blah, blah, blah. Or like with the next word, the word intriguing, you can also say someone or something is very intriguing. So you could say, oh, he's a very intriguing person. It means, I don't quite know what it is about him, but there's something intriguing. You could say it's kind of like there's something mysterious. There's something about him that makes me interested, that makes me want to know more about him. Or, of course, a place or a thing can also be intriguing. You could say, a very intriguing idea, an intriguing proposition, something like that. And next we have noted, notable, and noteworthy. So for the word noted, it's quite simple. It just means someone who's very famous and sort of well-known. That is someone who is noted. But don't get it confused, because the words notable and noteworthy are not the same meaning. So while noted means famous, the words notable and noteworthy essentially mean that something is, as the words kind of say, that they are worth noting, right? That they are somehow important or special in some way or different in some way, that they are worth sort of pointing out or noting. So for instance, you could say a person is notable. That just means that they are worth being talked about, or that there's something special about them. There's something, there's a reason that they are worth being talked about or written about or anything. And you could say the same for the word noteworthy. And I think this is another one of those cases where both of these words can be used in 99% of cases and they have the same meaning. But if you really want to be picky and know the little difference, for the word notable, it typically has to do more with something being excellent or having value or being important or special in some way, whereas the word noteworthy doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means that there's something that makes it worth being talked about, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's like a super amazing thing. So for instance, you could say, oh yeah, there's quite a noteworthy difference between these two things. That just means that the difference between these two is important or worth pointing out for some reason. Or you could say, just like I said before, a person can also be noteworthy. But I wouldn't worry too much about the difference. I thought I'd mention it just in case anyone's curious. But I think in most cases you can use notable or noteworthy interchangeably. And finally, we have philosopher, philosophy, and philosophical. So a philosopher, I'm sure it is no surprise, especially if you're looking at the vocabulary, it's just a person that is very involved with or invested in philosophy. I mean, I was going to say that a philosopher is someone who writes philosophy, but I guess technically no, because, for instance, Socrates never actually wrote philosophy, if I'm not mistaken. But of course, he's one of the greatest philosophers of all time, but he didn't write. So if he didn't write, then we have to, of course, adjust the definition of philosopher. But anyway, yeah, I think a little more exciting is the words philosophy and philosophical. So watch for the emphasis on the last one. I'll mention that in a minute. And philosophy is not as simple as people think. Of course, it has the meaning 哲学, just like, the study of philosophy, or, literature, all that kind of stuff. That's just philosophy. But another usage is you can talk about someone's personal philosophy. For example, you could say, I like him as a person, but I think we have very different life philosophies. Just kind of means that, I like him, he's a nice guy, but the way we look at life is different. Or sometimes people's personal philosophy can be summarized in one sentence. It's often called a mantra. Like, you could say, oh, my personal philosophy is try to learn one thing from every new person you meet, something like that. That can be like your personal philosophy. So it kind of has that double meaning. And finally, we have philosophical. Philosophical. And so, as I just mentioned, yeah, watch out that the emphasis here, we have philosopher, philosophy, but then philosophical, right? The emphasis in this case is on the S, philosophical. Not philosophical or something like that. Philosophical. Anyway, so for the word philosophical, it's an adjective. And so, for instance, if you wanted to say that an idea or something like that is, I guess, related to philosophy, you would say it's philosophical. So you could say, oh, that's a very philosophical question. You could say a person is very philosophical. For instance, you're sitting down with a friend having coffee and they say, do you think happiness is relative? You could be like, oh my God, why are you asking such a philosophical question? Let's just chat about work or something that's too intense or something like that, right? That's a very philosophical question. Is happiness relative? Something like that, right? I think that's pretty easy to understand. Well, not the question, but I mean that explanation. Anyway, that's all we have. I'm going to read the challenge one more time and we'll wrap it up. With not much else to do, he wandered into a bookshop, became intrigued by reading about Socrates, and proceeded to seek out and study with the city's noted philosophers. Anyway, that is it for today. Actually, is anyone in our coastal towns? Are you guys a fan of philosophy? If you are, let me know down in the comments. And I'm very curious. It's something I've always wanted to get into, to read. But I must say, philosophy, I'm sure it's the same in Chinese, but I know for a fact in English, even though English is my native tongue, reading philosophy, even in my own language, is so difficult. It's just like a whole other language. So if anyone is able to read philosophy in Chinese or if in English, I would be very, very impressed. But yeah, let me know down in the comments. Are you guys into philosophy? And if so, what philosophers do you like to read in particular? I'm quite curious. Or if you have any recommendations, actually, because maybe I'll check them out. Anyway, that is all we have for today. Thank you all for listening. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings, reading your comments, and all that fun stuff. See you guys in the next one. Bye.